When Maria Luisa Tucker's father died after swallowing a sizable amount of a prescribed opioid, hydrocodone, she saw it as a personal tragedy for her family. But after investigating the opioid crisis and the connection to mental health issues, the journalist said she took a broader view of her dad's 2006 suicide.
And that's sort of when a light bulb went on for me. And I realized, like, oh, well, you know, maybe the hydrocodone played a bigger part in my father's death than I had thought. And maybe this wasn't just a personal tragedy for me. Maybe this was something that had been repeating itself.
Tucker's not alone in thinking there could be a clearer link than what's been widely reported in the medical community. Jill Harkavy Friedman is vice president for research at the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
I think we're all wondering about the connection between suicide deaths and opioid deaths. And it's likely that there are some connections for some of the deaths, and then for other deaths, not as much of a connection. The issue is that many times people who are suicidal might be using substances like opioids, and vice versa. So there can be a lot of overlap. And it can be very hard to tell when somebody died, was it an accident, or did they purposely die by suicide?
Harkavy Friedman's organization is funding a year-long study beginning this month that will look for connections. The researchers will take information from about 100 relatives of those who died by their own hand, as well as people who've lost loved ones to opioid use and other drug-related causes. That will be compared against information gleaned from those who have experienced loss because of traumatic causes such as aggressive cancer or heart failure. The importance of the research is to help survivors as they struggle to make sense of a seemingly senseless death. The researcher wrote that as suicide rates and opioid deaths climb, it is imperative to identify the most effective forms of support for those survivors. Suicides in Illinois are up 26% this decade. Meanwhile, opioid deaths have skyrocketed to more than 22,000, a number more than doubled over a four-year period. Nationally, opioid-related deaths are the highest they've ever been, and the number of suicides hasn't been larger in the 50 years the data has been tracked by the federal government. Joseph Triani, a licensed clinical drug counselor and psychology professor at Adler University in Chicago, calls this combination of suicides and opioid overdoses, along with the rise in self-inflicted gun deaths, a perfect storm.
In addiction, you lose everything. You lose your family. You lose your dignity. You lose your job. One has to resort to things that they might never have dreamed of doing as a result of their addiction. And as one addict said to me who survived a suicide, he said, "Doc, you get sick and tired of being sick and tired. And, you know, this looks like the best option out. You know, I've got to end it for myself. I've got to end it for everyone that I've hurt. I don't want to go on hurting people as a result of my addiction."
Triani says some of the keys to tackling the issue are education of the public and the medical community, and maybe most importantly, an increase in services.
When somebody is ready for help or wanting help, desperation occurs when that help is not available. And if it's not available, the option of suicide becomes very real as a way out.
I'm Maureen McKinney.